Bring your game face. Leave your bags at home. For more information on the new NFL bag policy, check out this link below. Hi, this is DP Silio along with Drew Doherty with Five Things Rewind. So let's recap today's game against Miami. The defensive starters return, J.J. Watt and Brian Cushing.
Yeah, those are two of the five things to watch. Watt, of course, didn't play last week in Minnesota. Didn't play too much against the Dolphins on Saturday night, but when he was in, he was effective. You saw guys like Antonio Smith getting in and getting a sack and Brian Brayman getting a sack. You kind of think some of that is due to Watt. And then the loudest cheer of the night went to Brian Cushing when he came out of the tunnel, and deservedly so. The guy, Kubiak said, worked really, really hard to get back. Kubiak said after the game he was so proud of Cushing and everything he did. So it was great to see Cushing get back, and he was this close to getting a sack there at one point.
You mentioned sacks. Six sacks in the game by five different defenders. Trevardo Williams had two on the game. Let's talk about quarterbacks. We had Case Keenum and T.J. Yates battling for that backup spot. Mm-hmm. How'd they do?
Each of them threw a touchdown pass. Kubiak said they're making his job, his decision about who backs up Schaub, very, very tough. So they're going to play probably sparingly next week because Schaub and the starters will get the bulk of the playing time against the Saints. So interesting to see who comes off the bench first. But, you know, neither of them faltered, and both of them, you know, led scoring drives.
All three had touchdowns, Schaub, Keenum, and Yates. So it is going to be a tough decision going into next week. What about running backs?
Well, the running backs behind Ben Tate, you know what you have with Arian Foster. He hasn't played. You know what you have with Ben Tate. He's the backup. It's that group of four, and Deji Kareem was the guy that Kubiak wanted off the bench first, wanted to get a look at, and you know has, according to Kubiak after the fact, been the best of that group of four because he knows what he's doing. You can depend on him, and there's some other things with some of the other guys that you know he just hasn't seen that he's seen from Deji Kareem.
Yeah, the leaders in rushing for tonight's game were Deji Kareem and Sierre Wood.
Yep.
And finally, bad blood. We talked about it a little bit in the five things to watch. What happened?
Yeah, Richie Incognito and Antonio Smith, left guard Incognito for the Dolphins, Antonio Smith, the defensive end for the Texans. They got tangled up last year in week one, and Antonio got fined for kicking Incognito, but Incognito was trying to hurt his ankle. Well, tonight, you saw, if you were watching very, very closely, you saw Incognito's helmet come off, and I was actually watching this play. He went straight to Antonio Smith's face, repeatedly pushed him in the face mask. So Smith wouldn't talk about it afterwards. He was asked about that and said no comment pretty much. But overall, everybody stayed healthy on that side of the ball, so that's a good thing. And that's the five things to watch.
And for more on the Texans' 24-17 win over Miami, go to www.houstontexans.com.